Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours, doing nonstop psychic readings for the call-in listening audience. Get your pencil ready. I'll give you a toll-free. The call-in number is a toll-free, Canada and U.S., the USA, and I'll give that to you in a second. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, there's a direct line, 1-530-876-3222. Okay, folks, I believe I got a caller online already. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can you speak up? I had a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry. There. Is that better?
A little bit. A little bit. Are you on a cordless or hands-free?
I'm on a cordless, yes.
Yeah, cordless. That could be a little tricky sometimes, but it's not too bad. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Beth.
Beth?
Yes.
Okay, Beth, what part of the world are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona? Good.
Yes.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you called. You heard me read before?
Just whatever you see, Michael.
Okay. Have you ever heard me read before?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Don, we digital or analog?
Yeah, maybe that'll be better.
Okay, did you switch to a... Do you have a phone that...
I'm hearing you better now. Michael? Hello?
Caller, can you switch phones, maybe?
Yes,
you got
I
one
did.
That, you did already?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Speak up just a little bit more. How's that?
Okay.
How do I sound to you?
Is that better?
A little bit, yeah. You're getting better every time we try.
Okay, good.
How do I sound to you?
You sound good.
Okay, good. Loud and clear then. All right, let's go with this then. I'm going to jump right into your reading.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of male energy around you, too. Like, you're hoping I would go to a relationship or a men also. So there's going to be some of this in there. Well, I'm getting a male growing in significance, too, and it's mixed with finances and work. Did you just meet somebody at work or through business and you're wondering how it's going to go? Or
no, not at work.
Did you just meet someone, though?
No, I haven't met anyone new.
Nobody new?
Nobody new.
Okay, is there somebody there now in your life?
Yes, there is.
Okay, and...
We've been going through a hard time.
And you... Okay, so there is an issue then, and you're wondering about relationship, and, right?
Yes.
Okay. I feel it will blow over. I think it'll get... It'll improve for you, if that's any help.
Okay.
If that's what you've been wanting to know or wondering about. Has money played a role in the tension or problems, or...
No.
No, because I'm getting something with work. That was jobs or careers getting in the way, or?
No, not really.
Interesting.
Not in the relationship, no.
Because I'm getting, what I'm feeling is issues with a male, a better half, or a relationship, and it being a little unstable, but that improving. But it seems like it improves because of a change in career, job, or finances. Now, I don't know what this means. I'm just saying what I'm hearing, and
okay.
Just remember me saying it. It might make sense.
Hopefully there'll be a raise coming my way soon.
Yeah, I'm going with that. There's definitely an increase of finances.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not that makes the relationship or helps the relationship is you're saying no, and I'm feeling yes for some reason, so I'm just going to leave that with you. It might make sense 2 weeks down the road.
Okay.
Okay, so, but there's something, a change with money, business, job, or career, and it helps the relationship for some reason,
okay,
or somehow,
yeah.
Okay? But it continues to stay rocky. It's almost like he's high energy or has a bad temper or hot-headed. I'm also getting this, too, a little bit more with him being somewhat maybe hot-headed or something.
Yeah.
So, and he knows there's an issue and it's going to be dealt with, too, I believe. I believe he's going to recognize it and maybe start working on it, too. So.
Well, I hope so.
Okay, and you do have news or something coming about finances and money, work, money, business. If you're wondering about, if you're looking for a job or there's changes going on or you're waiting for approval on something coming through that's going to improve your money and your work life or however you support yourself, take care of yourself. I'm also getting travel, too, mixed with business. I don't know if this makes sense to you. There may be some of that coming up within the next 30 days.
Yes, it does.
Okay, and I'm feeling good also about that. I feel like it goes well and it does what it's supposed to do, and I'm doing okay with it. Actually, I'm feeling very busy and involved and getting energy out of it. So I'm feeling good with that.
Good.
The relationship thing, I'm trying to pick around that and help you with that a little bit, but there's not much I can do other than that this man is very intense and is kind of hot-headed,
yeah,
and he has to work on that himself. Is he like a supervisor or a cop, or he kind of like has a hard time separating himself from his...
Yes, and he's an attorney.
What's that?
An attorney.
Oh, okay. And I feel like I have a hard time separating being boss and in charge to being a better half.
Yeah.
And I'm having a hard time doing this, and I'm struggling with it. And I know it's a problem, and I can't really get a grip on it. But at least it's out in the open. I think that maybe he might even start thinking about doing something with it. So.
Good.
And this is him, because I'm being pulled to a professional, and I am feeling like a doctor, attorney type thing, or somebody that's in charge type.
In control.
Yes, and he can't separate it.
He feels like he has to be all the time.
Yes, and he can't separate it. It's basically a, what would you call it, a thought disorder, or, you know what I mean? So,
right.
But I feel him recognizing this and working on it, so that's, you know, I'm not looking for an overnight miracles, but I am feeling it being brought to the front and being worked on.
Okay, good.
He's got to learn how to compromise. And maybe there even is some medical things that could help, maybe like a good checkup or maybe some pills or something like that. Prescription. You know what I mean? Something that would help calm him down. But I don't want to go there because that's not my place. And I'm just saying that
I
at least...
I thought that too, Michael. So.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it may be needed. So I'm just... but. You know, that's not what I do. So I'm just putting it out that maybe it would help. And so it's something that could be looked at. That's about it. I'll leave you with that. And thank you for calling the show.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Tell your friends about us. BBS Radio. Biggest, best internet radio station on the planet. All original programming, original music. If it's unique and you're original, you'll find it here, folks. Guaranteed. Just come to the site, www.bbsradio.com. Come to the site and look it over. Look at the demographics. The numbers are so high, I can't even go there. I get dizzy. It intimidates me. So, and if you're looking for a psychic reading, give me a ring. You got the number. Call me. It's toll-free, USA and Canada. It's all over the front page of the website. It's all over my website if you'd like to know more about me. www.michaelgoger.com. There are dozens of links there to look through. Take your time. Sign my guest book. I am available in private. Email me. michael_goger1@yahoo.com will respond. And we're working on a few things in the future for me. It looks like I'm going to have a virtual office and a 1-800 number and office hours, and I will be available during those hours. And Instamatic, pick up the phone, 1-800, call me in my office, and I'll keep you posted on that. Got that coming up. Pal Talk rooms are right on the horizon. I'm in there meeting a lot of people, making a lot of friends, and getting to know everybody. And we're not too far away from having a room with my name on it and me hanging out in there and doing readings for free and for BBS radio fans and Michael Goger fans. So stay on top. Get on my mailing list and join my Yahoo group so you can stay updated on the changes and all the things that we do have coming up. Call now if you'd like a reading. Give me a ring. I'm here waiting. Free psychic reading. 1-USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll free 888 in Canada. 1-888-815-9756. Or you can dial direct at 1-530-876-3222. At 2 o'clock, I'm going to bring in a fascinating guest, a lovely lady, Mrs. Marlene Anderson. She's an author and a mom, and she lost a son through AIDS, and he had started a book, and Marlene wound up finishing the book for the son and getting it published and having it become noted throughout Canada and in many different areas. It came about through a reading with Marlene a few years back. Her son came to the reading and brought out the book and encouraged it being finished and published. And we'll talk about that today with Marlene. It's a fascinating story. Fascinating story. I can't wait to bring her on. I almost want to bring her on now, but she'll be here at 2. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, give me a ring. The number's there. USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll free Canada 1-888-815-9756. Toll free. 2 hours, give me a ring. Okay, everybody, also add yourself to MySpace. If you're out there listening and you want to stay in touch with me, and you do have a MySpace, add me to your MySpace. You'll get the notices there. Communication is very important with this, especially when you're doing it for free and during your free time, so... And windows of opportunity are rare, especially in today's world. It takes a lot to do this, and communication is important. So add yourself to MySpace. Add yourself to my Pal Talk friends list, Michael_Goger. Add yourself to my Yahoo Messenger as Michael_Goger. I have a mailing list at my website, www.michaelgoger.com, and a Yahoo group. Just go to Yahoo Groups and search your inner thoughts, and my group will pop up, and you just join the group. And it's also in my email signatures and on the message board at my website. So these are the areas and places you can look and stay on top of what I'm doing and when I'm doing it. We're working on making it easier to get to me. It's just people they're frustrated with appointments and waiting and several emails, setting it up and this and that. And it has come time for a virtual office and office hours where you know I'm there and all you got to do is just pick up the phone and credit cards and PayPal are available. Credit cards will be something new with me, so this is also something new coming your way. It's going to help. And there's a demand for it, and we believe you want it, and you're going to get it. It's coming. Not too far away. Talking weeks. Okay, everybody, if you want to call, call me. If you don't call me, I'm going to go swimming. I'm going to hang up and go swimming. I'm here to read. Give me a reading. And in the meantime, we'll talk more. What can we talk about today? Let's talk about developing your psychic abilities. If you're interested in developing as a psychic reader, I can talk about that all day. I wish I had somebody asking me a question, though, but it's all right. If you are interested, there, everyone is psychic. This is...
Wow!
Whoa!
Hey, Michael?
Where'd you come from?
I just dialed, and it rang once, and I got through.
Oh, my. And I'm sitting here all alone.
Get
out. Wondering if anybody's listening.
Wow-wee.
Yeah, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go deeper into a trance and let go, so that I don't... No, since nobody's listening, I can just go on autopilot.
And just, yeah, give info.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to go into a deep trance, close my eyes, and just talk, and God only knows what would come out. But thank you for calling. What's your first name?
Helena.
Helena?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from? What part of the world?
Northern New Jersey, right outside New York City.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling.
My pleasure.
Good. Nobody was calling. I was getting lonely, and I said, but then again, I remember one of my friends at work yelled at me, and they said, why did you stop the show? I said, because nobody called. He goes, we have like five people listening to it. And he goes, yeah, one show when I didn't have calls. I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to. But then I was thinking, there are people that just want to hear the show. They're not interested in calling.
I didn't think I'd get through.
Yeah.
Usually when I call, it's real busy.
Yes. But it's been slowing down. You know, it goes with the weather.
Yeah, summer and people are outside.
It does. It goes with the weather. And holidays mean a lot.
Yeah.
And special events mean a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, one show there was Daytona 500. There was no traffic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised how big that was. All right, yeah. Helena, thank you for calling. Let's just jump into your reading.
Okay.
All right. I'm shortening the readings a little, so don't be offended.
I won't be.
You know, I tell people, if you want a more personal or detailed reading, just email me for a private reading, and we can arrange something.
Okay.
And like I said, not too far down the road, I'll be available through a toll-free number and through a virtual office. So you can just get like a 10-minute brush-up. How cool would that be?
Okay.
You know, it'll be like a Burger King, psychic Burger King.
I don't know if you want to become the fast food of psychic, but no.
I'll be a speaker on the wall, and you just pull up and say, yeah, give me 10 minutes. Okay, coming right up. All right. Anyway, let's see what we're getting for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to business and work and money and females, and I don't know if this means anything or you want to hear about it, but I feel like I'm dealing with money and business and work, and there's like a female friend or supervisor possibly mixed in with this, and I'm feeling good about it, really. I'm not panicking. I feel like it's productive, and everybody is doing what they're supposed to do, and it's paying off, too. I feel like I'm not too far away from reaping some benefits or increasing, and I'm hearing new, too. There's definitely something new going on, too, or will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing a new beginning. I'm very successful, too, and does well. So whatever you got going on or just starting or thinking about, I mean, go ahead and do it. I mean, if you're wondering how a certain something is going to go, by all means,
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like it's going to go well. And it's also going to lead to travel, too. I feel like there might be some travel mixed with it. And a lot of running around, a lot of communicating, too, and phone calls. I feel like I get a special phone call. And I'm hooking things up with this, too. And there's good news coming through it. Or I'm very happy with this phone call. So pay attention to the phone. And partnerships going very well, too. I feel like I'm in a cycle for everybody working together and doing well together and being very productive and producing. I'm hearing producing through partnership and networking. So don't be afraid to, you know, dwell in that networking, partnerships, this type of thing. And let's see, and you're definitely... it's something new, and it's definitely increasing and successful. Now, and it leads to just showing me money, more money, more money.
That's
money,
a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a
right
good,
now. It's,
yeah, I'm hearing paying off, more money, and getting respect too, and being noted or noticed. So it seems like I'm going to catch the right ears and eyes. And it seems like we're introduced to somebody that's maybe even a little bit bigger or better at what we're doing and kind of
mm-hmm.
like wants to network or connect or absorb
mm-hmm.
us
mm-hmm.
or become a companion or a partner or guide us. But there is some guidance from upper guidance coming in. More skill and resources coming,
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing. And also friendships, too. And I'm feeling like I'm bonding. And I wouldn't even rule out male companionship, too. A little touch of that going on.
That'd be nice.
But within the business and within the activity that's around it, you know what I mean? Or the travel or the energy that's connected. I'm not saying that they're like in the company, but... maybe somebody that was connected or somebody that you meet because of it or in your travels. And so there's just keep
that
your eyes open. Keep your eyes open for a little bit of above and beyond. And actually from both sides, too. Females working well and liking and producing, and then males maybe even flirting. So keep that in mind, too. All right?
May I ask you something about that? Because everything you're saying is right on the money. It's perfect.
Okay.
My thing is to either partner with this one person, and one female, and it's been going back and forth, and now it's definitely off. And I'm looking to other people to work with, but not in a very solid 50-50 partnership. And I'm still going back and forth. Is it better to work with her as my partner and then have these other people involved, or just do it from me? And it being involved with all the other people. And that's been my dilemma.
Did you separate from the partner already?
Yeah. I mean, that would be a matter of going back and try to do it. But as of the past 2 weeks, it's been, no, we're not doing this together.
So you're officially right now away from her?
That's correct.
And not doing anything with her?
That, yes.
Okay. I'm okay with this. I want to leave it that way for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel somebody else either coming in or that one coming back later on, maybe,
mm-hmm.
in a different type of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you have gone as far as separating, I would kind of keep it that way because I'm getting an increase as of now, which is telling me what you, where you're at now, you're only
mm-hmm.
going to increase. So this is telling me that you did the right thing. And you listened to your guidance and went ahead and did it. So,
I kept getting things inside that little flag that just kept coming up.
What do you mean? She keeps popping her head in?
No, little flags inside my head that were saying this might not be the best partnership around.
Yeah, and you went ahead and did what you had to do.
Well, actually, she did. I didn't have to. She said she didn't want to work with me, and she didn't like a lot of things about me.
Oh, okay. So then it went the way it was supposed to, and I feel like it was a good thing then.
Yeah, well, I kept asking for divine resolution.
Yeah.
And highest and best.
Exactly, and that's what you got, and that's why it was successful, and that's why it's going to be successful, because that's the way you handled it. It was a very wise thing that you did.
Yeah, because I didn't know if it was me not being trusting. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to command or make anybody act.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whenever you're stuck like that, one of the strongest things you can do is just say to the universe, "I'm willing to accept your guidance. I'm open and waiting."
Exactly. I mean, it's bigger than me. Yeah.
Yeah, and then just let it come to you. In other words, I don't want to deal with this. That this is what it's all about putting the burden on his shoulders. That's what it was meant. To let the universe know, I can't deal with this, or I don't want to deal with it no more, and you do it. I'm open to and ready and willing to follow guidance and accept what's coming my way. And you'd be surprised how automatic things can go right for you. Whenever you interfere and you throw your ego in there, things get hot. It creates friction. And the friction goes to disease, and disease goes into disease. It comes to you, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you let the universe do it, or the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, you have a coolness and an ease, and there's no friction. You did the right thing. And to me, I'm looking ahead, and I'm seeing an increase. So it's going to be successful. You just keep doing what you're doing now and what you planned on doing. But I do see somebody coming in and networking with you.
Well, there are people in the industry that I'm reaching out to now to network with me, but it wouldn't like be the 50-50 partner that we were planning.
Right, right.
But I was bringing in the ideas and basically the plan for it.
Right, right.
So,
And you then, you know, I'm feeling like more of like a guidance coming from this person. Like this person has already got what they need or want.
That's exactly it. Yeah, it's a gentleman,
you know,
that has a successful business in this area.
Right. So whatever they do for you, you appreciate.
Yeah, yeah.
And it helps you. It's not like you have to watch over them and spy on them. You know what I mean? It's almost like a blessing just to have them guiding you or helping you. That type of energy coming in for you.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
So keep your eyes open for that. If there's anybody new coming on and they're like a little step ahead of you or a little bit bigger than you, then you know that's who I'm talking about.
Well, there are people I've contacted. Are you saying someone's going to contact me, or will it be my doing, or either way?
I'm hearing it coming from coming out of confusion, actually.
Well, I've been living in confusion, so it's okay.
I'm hearing it's going to come out of confusion because they're showing me several roads coming out of the fog. And you're going to choose a road that brings you in contact with another connection.
Thank you. That all makes perfect sense.
Okay. So when you have choices on you in front of you, the road that you choose is going to bring you to your next step and your next connection. So pay attention to that.
Thanks, because that's what I'm asking for.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Helena?
All right, Michael.
Good, thank you.
You have a good show now.
Tell your friends about me.
I will. I have, and I'll tell more.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Helena.
Thank you. Be well.
Okay. BBS Radio. BBS Radio rocks. It's the biggest and the best internet radio station on the planet. Over 80 talk shows, all original programming, all original artists, music. It don't get no better than that. Go to the front site, check it over, bookmark it. It would take you a week to go through the links. So go there, bookmark it, and enjoy every link. Check them all out, the archives, the hosts, the talk shows, the demographics. Ooh, even that word isn't it amazing? I went there today and I got dizzy. I said, this is too much for me. I need a professional in here with me. Just looking at the numbers. It's bigging. It's growing. It's expanding. Make it your radio station. Global internet radio, talk radio. Make it your talk radio station. BBS Radio. And you can have a show. Email Don at bbsradio.com. Hi, caller. Is there a caller? No caller? All right. How about I show you how to develop as a psychic, or is there a caller? All right. No caller? Mommy? Don? All right, let me keep talking. www.michaelgoger.com. If you're out there, check my website. Sign my guest book. Some people are so lazy. They go to the website and they won't even sign the guest book. Sign my guest book, please.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
What's your first name?
Diane.
Diane, where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yes, sir.
Another New Jersey. Good. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
I like the accent. It's almost like Brooklyn.
Originally from New York, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. A New Yorker.
Yep.
You're a transplant.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
they called us upstate when we moved upstate.
Did Trans- they really?
Transplants, yeah. The nerve of them. City slickers. They didn't want us up here 40 years ago. But now we're here. We're here to stay. Upstate New York. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's a fantastic area.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the Hudson River.
Oh, nice.
Yep. By the capital, Albany. You know, or heard of Albany,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah, it is. It's a fantastic area. You got the Berkshires Mountains, the Catskill Mountains, and you got the Hudson River going through it. So,
mm.
yep.
Sounds
All right,
pretty.
Diane. Let's see. Diane, I'm going right to work and business and money. It looks like it's going to be the work day type thing here.
Okay.
I don't know if you want me to go there or you got some issues going on, but if I know one thing, if you're looking for work and need it, it's definitely going to be there for you or...
No, I'm not really looking.
Okay, somebody close to you, the better half, too?
Yes,
I could be...
somebody close to me is looking, yeah.
Okay, because I feel like there is an issue and it was your heart's kind of attached to it, so...
Right.
I'm just hearing to tell them there's work coming, and I feel like it's going to be soon, so...
Good.
I don't think they have to wait much longer, so...
Okay.
That's one good thing. And also, they'll do well with it, too. They'll enjoy it. They'll thrive. They'll be happy with it, you know.
Right.
And they'll be happy with them. So it'll mm-hmm. be a mutual type thing going on here. Let's see. Hmm. Yeah, do you work, Diane?
Yes.
Are you a supervisor or?
No.
Or a foreman or some charge type thing going on there?
All right, yeah, I can say that.
I feel like I run things or everybody's counting on me to. Or the boss or the supervisor is counting on you to type feeling. I got a good relationship with whoever is over my head.
Right.
And they like what I'm doing and they're impressed and it's noted and it's not without merit, I guess, is what I'm being made to feel.
Good.
And it's going to get even better. I don't know why you need to hear this. I'm just saying it. I'm just saying what I'm hearing. It's going to get better, more productive. I'm feeling like an actual type of an upgrade, a title, like manager or a partner or a supervisor. I know it might sound crazy now, but give it time.
Right. Okay. I'll keep it in mind.
Yeah, I just feel like there's going up somehow and increasing one way or another. So I feel like opportunity in office also coming to you.
Good.
Let's see. And I feel I don't want to worry about my financial base or foundation. I feel like I'm fairly solid. Almost like you were wondering about it or worried about it, but almost like I need to say, don't worry about money. It's going to work out, or it's going to do what it's supposed to do, or it's going to be okay, this type of a feeling. So,
all right.
And it goes, and it feels like it's long-term, too.
Good.
I don't really, I don't
long-term
know.
Long-term would be the concern, yes.
Yeah, long-term. I'm feeling very solid and very stable long-term.
Okay.
Okay, and for some reason, something with the community, like I'm doing something in the community, and
yeah.
I don't know, you might have a connection to the community somehow, charity, or fundraising, or kids.
Yeah.
Or,
interesting.
So, you know, be open to that. I'm not sure what this is, but something that's noted in the community, or so I'm just putting it out there. IQ. You got above average IQ. Is that something that's known or talked about? Or?
I have no idea.
Does it mean anything, huh? Something with your IQ. It's like above average or some type of special talent for...
Okay.
For, I don't know if it's math or academics. Or,
mass,
something special there that's above and beyond and can be used and capitalized on or serve a purpose for me in ways maybe I'm not even sure of yet. So
all right.
I'm just spitting that out. It's just that it's that it was just pointing it out. A lot of activity with work. I don't know if there's an increase in overtime or something extra you're taking on or you may. Or
it's been very busy, if I can say that,
yeah. Yeah, it's going to get even busier, too, I feel.
Okay.
So it's going to get busy to the point where I feel like maybe I'm kind of like even overwhelmed a little, so you might want to be on guard of that.
Okay.
May not, don't let that happen, because I feel like there's a lot of demands on me and I'm kind of being a little overburdened by it, and
okay.
I want to be careful for that. And I'm getting some advice here to sit on something for a while. Stay put, sit on it, or don't do anything just yet with something, or
okay.
You were like maybe trying to decide to finalize something or change something or do something. And
I was going
to
start something new.
I'm feeling like kind of like, can you sit on it for like 30 days or
okay.
Or sleep on it and tweak it up a little bit, because I feel like it would be more successful if you could wait a little while longer before starting it or unleashing it.
Okay.
Keep everything pretty much, almost like I want to sit on it for a little while until something else is cleared out or handled or done.
Makes sense. Okay.
Okay. And spirit's okay. Saying wait until you have that other stuff taken care of before you start that.
All right.
And then it'll be easier on you. It'll be more successful. So,
right.
So you finish one thing and clear it up, and then it's okay to go ahead. And when that's ready, when that's done, then you can go ahead and start the other thing.
Okay.
And I'm getting very active with it and very busy with it. And,
right.
And basically successful. Very, it's working. It's successful.
Good.
That's about it.
I have a question.
Okay.
Are you getting anything about D?
About?
D. It's a person. Danielle.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Her name is Danielle?
Yes.
Am I hearing anything at all or feeling anything at all on Danielle for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, without knowing anything about her, who she is, or what the concerns are, I'm going right to a very unstable, hot-headed male. I don't know why I'm being shown that, but I am. Could be like a boyfriend, lover, husband, whatever, but there could be, I just feel a very young, kind of almost unbalanced or unstable, hot-tempered, very active energy with this guy.
All right.
I don't know if it helps or makes sense. And they're, Danielle could be an infant or she could be a teenager, but I'm just giving you what I'm feeling with this
right.
Now. So, along with this male, I'm also feeling that, I'm not sure. Hang on a second. They're showing me stuff. I'm not sure. Somebody helping her. There is another. I'm getting help coming from another man, and some very swift and dramatic changes also. Two males, I don't know if one causing problems, the other one making it better, or both of them are helping her with this problem, but I'm getting two males and her, and I'm also hearing there was some very swift, unexpected changes and sudden
yeah.
Changes and hasty decisions, hasty decision-making, and I don't know. Almost like I done something or got into something where I wasn't sure what I was doing or if I belonged there, and maybe a male kind of was connected to it or helped it along, and then another one is trying to help. very confusing imagery, Diane. I hope it's helping you some.
I guess, yeah.
We're making sense. Is Danielle a friend or a relative?
She's a friend of my daughter's.
A friend of your daughter's.
And she died Thursday.
Mm.
Or Friday morning.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And there were two males connected to it.
So it was violent or suspicious?
No, not suspicious. It was a car accident.
Oh. Okay. So there was two males with her?
One was driving and one was in the car ahead of them.
Okay. Did they all pass or just...
No, just Danielle.
Just Danielle. Mm. And that's what I'm getting with these two males that are... do they know she's gone and that...
Yeah.
And what, they're taking it very hard.
Yes.
They're devastated by it. I'm very worried about both of them, too.
Okay.
And I'm getting almost... unrepairable type of feeling with this, so... And it was a swift... that's what the swiftness was. Very very interesting. She went very fast. I don't think there was...
Yes, she did.
I don't think there was much suffering, or I just felt like I was blown through something almost, so... it was the swiftness in it. It was a very sudden and swift, and the other ones were reaching out to her, trying to help her.
Right.
I don't know what happened at the scene. Like, maybe they were working on her, trying to help her, but or what the situation was. But
they had to get her out of the car.
Yeah, I could feel I'm being shown all of this. They were really trying to. It seemed like they did their best. And they did what they could. She's also showing me that. What I'm hearing is she don't want no blame, almost like people who make people start blaming or...
Okay.
Herself is saying there is no blame. It's just what it is, what it is, what it is.
Right.
And everything was meant to be, and that's how she's making me feel. And she's particularly worried about these two males.
Okay.
I don't think she wants them blamed or harmed in any way and then looked after.
Okay.
So I hope this helps you.
All right, good. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, Michael.
Take care. Blessings.
Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, give me a ring. It's free. What more can I do? Unless we get holograms, then I can pop up on your desktop, maybe. Or maybe a video. How about a video of me reading? I could try that someday. But anyway, give me a ring. You got the number? Have you got the number? Hello, call. Are you there?
It's Christiana, Michael.
Christiana, I knew you would call.
And I knew you would say that. I knew you would know.
And you knew I would say that I knew you would call.
I knew you would know.
I'm glad you did. You're listening to the show then.
Oh, my heavens, yes.
Good. I want everybody to listen to my show.
Oh, and your star is definitely rising, as well it should be.
You think so?
The days of us being able to call in and get you are numbered.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that because I'm such a regular guy.
Yeah.
And I am very picky.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very picky. I want to get big and I want to get out there, but...
Yeah.
Man, they're going to have their hands full. Talk about a diva. And not because I want to be, it's just because I need to be. It's just, you know.
Well, I meant that for us to be able to call in and have access to you as we do now, I know that you'll be very much, your time will be very scheduled and very...
I see that coming now.
Yeah.
With my producer and my webmaster. I haven't talked to her in 5 days.
Yeah.
And now she's swearing at me in PMs. Because she loves me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we all do.
Shailene, if you're listening, I love you, girl. I hope you're feeling better.
Oh.
And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. Because I don't know how to do anything on the net or editing. There's so many people that have helped me get this far that if it was just up to me, I wouldn't have made it this far. I'm just so thankful for these people. Shailene and my wife and Amy Richardson and so many others that along the way. It's been a long journey, too. It's been 10 years now.
Wow.
You know, to get here. And I'm always going to make myself available because I love chat. I like pal talk chat. I like that's where I relax.
Yeah.
So I'm always going to be in there and I'm going to be with BBS as long as they have me, even though they get mad at me sometimes. They know I'm a diva. They know.
Well, it takes one to recognize one.
Yes. Matter of fact, Don said to me, if it wasn't you, Michael. I love you, Don. And thank you, BBS Radio. You guys are fantastic, and you allow this to happen. And
thank you, BBS Radio, really.
Yeah. But anyway, let's see what we got for you, Christiana.
Thank you, dear.
You going to come on the show someday as a psychic and read with...
Absolutely.
And read with me? Good.
Absolutely.
All right. And then maybe we can... Because it's eventually when I run out, if I ever run out of authors, and you know what I mean? It's going to be a lot of readers that I want to bring the readers out and showcase them. So
yeah,
I want you to be one of the ones that come on.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you.
All right, so we'll hook that up, and let's see what we're getting for you.
Okay.
I'm doing very well on our other project.
I know you are.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Oh, and it loves you.
Oh, I'm loving it. What a blessing.
It's a good marriage.
I don't want to say too much because I want to unleash it later on down the road. So.
Yeah.
But I'm having a ball. Anyway, with you, Christiana, it's business and increasing, and I feel like I'm going to work something out. I feel like I'm getting some paperwork in front of me, and I'm working something out. It's almost like I'm either negotiating or applying or asking for or wondering about, and it comes together in front of me, and I work it out. Now, this could be between now and, say, the end of July, so keep this in mind, too.
Okay.
And anything that you might want to try to start or get activated or go with, it would also be a good time to.
Okay.
And I feel like it might start out as a struggle or an issue, and but it works out through talk and negotiating and back and forth. It might even have a little bit of aggravation mixed in with it. And I work my way through it and do well with it. Any travel plans, I'm hearing there might be some delays or cancellations with travel, so double check everything between now and the end of July if you're planning on going somewhere or doing something.
Okay.
So double check your plans, make sure you finalize and capitalize and dotted everything and double check everything, and don't get too upset if it gets delayed or canceled, because I feel like it would go through anyway and then pay off and do what it's supposed to do for you. So, like almost like you had to reschedule or just change the time or something like this. Nothing really too big. Just pay attention to your travel plans between now and the end of July. And with children, too, a lot of energy between now and the end of July going on children and family. I'm seeing like I'm being pulled there again and kind of like automatically going there, and so I'm kind of dwelling on it. Maybe the holiday coming up is going to set off memories or desires that can't be fulfilled, and I'm going to be dealing with that. So something within the family, too, with a birth. It may be a baby coming somewhere in the family or in the bloodline, and you might be hearing about it. So keep that in mind, too. Nephews, nieces, but, you know, you're going to encounter it, I believe. So.
Okay.
And then there's a relationship coming together, too. And I don't know if it's you or somebody close to you, but there's something coming together here with hearts. Hearts are coming together, I'm hearing. And it's better than what it was. So whatever it was or whatever it is, It either gets better, or if there's nothing there, something starts. So keep that in mind. And I'm feeling for the better. I'm hearing for the better. Satisfying. And let's see. I'm also, I'm not worried about money. I feel like money is okay. I mean, it's not panicking. Actually, it's somewhat comfortable. What I'm feeling, almost like a move, too. Do you have to move or relocate or anything like that? Or?
Yeah. I have 2 years in this house, but I do. I'm looking.
Okay. And it's about to run out?
Well, I was just given 2 more years before the gentleman comes to retire and take over the house.
And
oh. So I am looking.
Okay. So you basically got to look anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling a house. Would you take on a house?
Oh, yeah.
in the country? Kind of target the country in a house. I feel like I have a house. I feel like I got a backyard.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like I'm more countries or suburban type thing going on there. So.
I love it, yeah.
Keep that in mind. I feel like you might even walk into it or somebody's going to turn you on to it. So.
Okay.
Keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
And I feel like it's a good move. And like I said, I do feel finances on a steady uphill climb, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And is what you want. So. And also an increase in kind of like energy or abilities, or I might even try developing something within my energy and my spirit too. So. Or I'm communicating a little differently with spirit, so keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
A new type of meditation or a thought or a preparation, and I'm feeling like it's coming from spirit, and it's kind of like new or an upgrade, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. And also, there is another female figure that's kind of up there too with her energy and abilities and talent, and she's kind of like overseeing some things for me and guiding me and helping me. I'm getting help from not only from spirit but from the people that I know in my circle.
Okay.
And pay attention to the females that can help you. So I feel like they're being gracious or kind of like, you know, doing helping me. I know they're helping me and guiding me. So that's about it. I think I'll leave you with that.
I just wanted to ask about, you did touch on family, but my granddaughter's mother, do you see her allowing her to come and visit me? I haven't seen her for 3 months, and I believe her mother... My granddaughter is 3 years old. She'll be 3 years old at the end of June. And I believe her mother is angry with me because I think the mother doesn't feel like I support her parenting.
Right, right. Now, this is... Who is this person to you?
She's my former daughter-in-law. And
okay, former. And she has one of your sons...
My grandbaby.
Your grandbaby.
And she...
Okay. I feel I was being shown this, but I thought it was too complicated to go to. But seeing that you're mentioning it, because I was hearing grandchildren, and I feel like they're going to play a role in your life in the near future, and you may be getting word on this by the end of July. Does that line up with your wants and your concerns that soon?
Well,
between now and say the end of July,
we had this pattern set up where I was able to have my grandbaby visit me every 2 weeks, and
okay.
The daughter-in-law moved, and I don't have contact with her, and
it changed.
There's a middle agency. There's a middle person that I keep contacting and asking them to let her know I want to visit my granddaughter.
Right, you want to see her. I'm getting a reconnection.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. And it may come through a third party, that this female may be that third party. It may be a female advocate or a lawyer or someone or a family member. Somebody plays advocate and there's a reconnection. So you're doing the right thing by talking and asking.
Okay.
And continue that and keep it peaceful too and civilized.
Okay.
I'm also hearing. Keep it very regal, almost upper class type energy with this.
Okay.
No shouting, no screaming, no threats. Keep it very uppity. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, Michael. Thank you.
Okay, and then look, there may be an advocate, and it's a female, and she's going to play go-between. And I'm feeling a grandchild. I'm hearing grandchild coming back into your life. I think it's even this birth. I think it's the birth that I was being shown.
There is the former daughter-in-law has now become pregnant with somebody else's child.
So they were already showing me the info that we wanted to.
Yes, you've mentioned that. You saw the pregnancy even before I knew of the pregnancy.
Yeah, before you, and then tonight and today when you were asking me, I was already being pulled to it. So, it's this girl, and I believe there's going to be a reconnection, but you got to work on it and develop it and go slow.
Okay.
But definitely encourage it and reach out for it.
Okay.
All right?
Well, that leaves me with some hope. I miss seeing my grandbaby.
Tell me about it. Oh, my God.
I know. You and I are on the same wavelength on family.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine it. So just stay forward. Every day, do something to rebuild that bridge.
Okay.
In a peaceful, classy manner.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. And thank you so much for your words.
Okay. And I'm going to be in touch with you. I just want to gossip with you. All right?
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
Happy Father's Day. It's coming up.
Thank you. Did you get your mail, the package we were all waiting for?
Yes, I finally did, and I sent it right back. Yeah.
Okay. Fast. All right. Christiana, thank you.
God bless you, dear.
Bless you. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
All right, goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, I'm going to take a minute, a 30-second break here, bring a guest on. I'm very excited about. This is Marlene Anderson, author of The Toronto You Are Leaving. And it's going to be a very interesting interview. I will... I'm just trying to... Don, can you hear me? Is this a good time to... Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger, and I'm here with my guest, Marlene Anderson, author of The Toronto You Are Leaving. Welcome to my show, Marlene.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Oh, I am honored. I am thrilled. This show was talked about how long ago? Over a year, right?
At least a year, yes.
At least a year when I met you. And we talked about doing what we're doing right now. This is how long Spirit held on to this for us.
That's right. I guess the value comes through.
Yes, it does, and it doesn't stop. Spirit does not stop. They will keep going until you get there. A fascinating story. I'm going to go slow because one of my friends the other day said to me, he goes, you know, the one guest you never even introduced, you just went into an interview with her. That was my last show, and that was Mrs. Jane Hitchcock, and I'm going to have her back and... do an even longer and better interview with her. So I don't want to mess up with you. So I'm going to go.
Excitement can take over. I know.
I get so nervous because, you're a doctor, right? Actually, you're a doctor, Anderson.
Well, I have two doctorates, but it's not a medical doctor. I have a doctorate in education and one in arts and science. So.
Wow. So when you introduce somebody like you, is it proper to say Dr. Anderson?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, but you can just call me Marlene.
Marlene, okay, Marlene. Because I got in trouble once for not addressing a doctor by doctor, and I'll never forget it.
I just don't have that much pomposity, I think.
I know, but I was like, I was so embarrassed, and I was like, oh, my God. So I never forgot that. But anyway, we did a reading over a year ago. In the reading, your son, Gordon, who passed away from AIDS.
Yes.
Came through the reading and was mentioning the book. And actually, I didn't even know about you losing your son or the book. And you confirmed that, yes, I lost a son and that he was working on a book.
Yes, that's right.
Because just refresh my memory, because it was so long ago. And if I'm wrong, say something.
Well, before Gordon's death, he had written a book, a manuscript, which had lay on a shelf with a publisher since 1989. And I couldn't seem to get it published, although he kept saying he would publish. So finally, a little over a year ago, I took it in my hands and hoped I could do something with it. It wasn't until the interview with you that it looked as though a book would eventually come about, and it did.
Awesome.
It all has come true.
And then it was touched on in the reading, and then
yes.
And then you went ahead and finished it and did it. And I, in an email the other day, I have it right here, you say that it was selected as one of five top Canadian authors.
Yes, for the whole year. He was one of the top five authors. I'm sure if he is around, he's dancing.
I felt that. I felt him earlier, and he was thrilled. He's very strong. He knows of this show, and he's very happy with it, and he's thrilled with the book, and he's a very interesting man. The title of the book, The Toronto You Are Leaving, now this was a novel? Or?
Yes, it is a novel, it's not autobiographical, but yet I can recognize bits and pieces of different people, because as an author, that's what you do. You incorporate your surroundings and what you know into a novel. And they tell me that this is the truest story of a young man coming out at that era, 1970s to 1980s, and then the impact of AIDS as it was just beginning in Canada.
Yeah.
So it is a historical novel in a way. They tell me it's the only one written by a Canadian of all that interim time, and done as a novel that makes you laugh, that makes you cry, that makes you feel you're not just reading a diary, but you're reading something of historical significance.
Good.
And the acclaim that has come from it, sometimes it takes my breath away. I received an amazing review. A young man just sent me a copy of his website. He had read the book and determined his own website. And he said, for some reason, I must send it to you. He said, I can't explain it, but I can feel Gordon telling me to send it to you.
Yes.
And I've never done this before.
Yes.
And yet here it was, this amazing review of Gordon's book, very perceptively done.
Wow.
And I hadn't expected it. I have not yet met the young man.
Wow.
And yet he's a well-recognized author in his own right, Jeffrey Round.
Wow.
And it kind of blew me away, because the strangeness of it was, June the 4th is Gordon's birthday, and that's, I'm always a little nervous, but June the 8th is the hardest, because that's the day I held him in my arms as he died.
Wow.
And the amazing thing is that he said, I had written this and left it, and I kept hearing Gordon saying, get it out now and send it to my mother. And he sent it to me on the 6th, and a day I had been a bit teary and a bit difficult to live with, I think, for my poor husband.
Wow.
I just a little nervous, and there it came on my email, and it blew me away.
Wow.
It was so beautifully done.
And here we are doing a radio show on the 10th.
Exactly.
And please
let your readers know that this review and all the others are all now, my daughter redid the whole website. It's called www.untroubledheart.com.
Very good.
And there are new photographs of Gordon on it, and there's all the new reviews are there, everything.
Good.
I I saw it this morning when she told me she had worked all night on it. It's
good.
Just so beautiful.
Good. And I also have it linked at my website on the guest page. So,
oh, exciting.
So
very
you can,
good.
And the listeners know you can always go there and go and look at it and check into Gordon and his book.
I think they'll feel very comforted. It's just as if he's smiling right at them. It's beautiful.
He's very powerful in spirit because, like the other guy said, I felt Gordon telling me to do this. I felt him many, many times, which led to this show.
Oh, my.
And
that is really exciting.
And he's very pleased. And now, and I'm also, I have a connection to that era, the 80s, because I had two friends that passed away from AIDS.
So you understand it.
And with my job, I was exposed to the core of the very beginning of it. The heroin users.
It's very sad.
The street people, the prostitutes.
Yes.
I was exposed
to Gordon received this with hepatitis C because of a bad blood transfusion. When he had a double hernia operation. And I understand you can't sue a hospital. The hospitals have to keep going and doing the wonderful things they're doing.
Right.
It's just that it was a bad time. The blood was not at that time being checked. We didn't know.
Right.
We simply didn't know.
Right. Mm.
And so as a result, we have lost many fine people.
Yes.
And we will continue to lose more unless we can somehow say, please, kids, be careful.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, and even
the message doesn't come strongly enough, perhaps. I don't know.
No, and it's hitting so many places at so many times that
yes, these are our sons and daughters we're losing.
Yes,
and we
lost many talented people.
Oh yes.
Beyond belief, the talent that we lost.
Well, Gordon spoke 10 languages. He was working on his fourth university degree. He traveled and lived all over the world. I'm just glad that God gave him to me so I could be beside him at the end. He could have died anywhere in the world, you know, but I was fortunate that I was beside him.
Yes.
That was a blessing.
Yes, to finish the book and get it published. And and you also wrote another book, Not a Total Waste.
Yes, it's a classic. It's Not a Total Waste, the true story of a mother, her son, and AIDS, and it was the only one written up to now, even, by a Canadian mother trying to show the impact of AIDS and how it affects the family.
Wow.
At that time, I was still teaching high school and two universities.
Wow.
And dealing with those young people, I wanted them to know. Gordon asked me, tell them, mother, about AIDS and save a life. And I thought I couldn't.
Wow.
But I thought, well, I guess I just have to. I'm sure he pushed and pulled me through writing of that book because it's a classic. It's well respected. It's in hospitals and universities and high schools.
Wow.
You know.
Good.
So I'm glad if it's doing what he wanted it to do.
Okay. Not to give off the subject, just how many books have you authored and published?
Well, I wrote a hockey book because I was teaching a lot of hockey students at the time and I wanted to teach my students also how to write a book themselves.
Right.
And so
right.
we did this out of school
right.
On our own, and it became quite popular. It was all about an Ontario Hockey League team called the Sioux Greyhounds.
Wow.
And I wrote another book that I hadn't planned on writing. It was about the time that I completed my studies as an art therapist, psychotherapist.
Yeah.
And I had asked a lot of my little students what they thought an angel looked like, and some of them are such marvelous fun.
Wow.
They are streetcars with wings. They are all kinds of things. Angels everywhere. And my daughter, Joan, saw the drawings and said, Mother, you have all those interviews that your MBA and BA students did. I had given them an assignment of an interview for job purposes.
Right.
And when they heard Gordon had died, they did an additional interview of anyone they knew that felt an angel had touched their lives.
Wow.
And that is... So Joan said, you really should edit those, Mother, and put the little pictures of the angels in, and I'll tidy them up to make them a little stronger, and that's what we did.
Wow.
It's called Beyond Coincidence, Angel Whispers, Angel Hugs.
Wow, nice.
And so it's strange how these things happen.
Yeah.
You know, I have other books I've written that are not published. I'm working on one on diabetes and one on communications. And I have a play that I wanted to clarify AIDS and the impact again on the family. And I just, it's just not finished somehow. It's not ready yet.
I can see that being finished. And, you know, and while I was talking to you, the Toronto you are leaving, I feel almost like a play or a movie going from that.
That would be very exciting.
So if
it could reach more people, you know, and explain to others so that they, as Gordon would say, so you save another life.
Right. That's true.
He said, I don't want anyone to suffer like this mother.
Right.
And yet all over the world, they are suffering.
Yes.
And they are dying.
Yes, they are.
And how do we stop?
And it's large, and it's there. There's no denying this. There is a problem.
I talked to a young girl yesterday. I was mailing a couple of books away, and she said, what are these? And I said, well, these are books, all about AIDS. And she said, oh, well, no one worries about that anymore. They just take pills, and it doesn't affect you. I said, honey, people are still dying of this. I said, the pills are not a cure. They just make them a little more comfortable as they die.
Yeah.
You know, it just maybe extends and gives them a better quality of life. But God bless them. They are still suffering, you know.
Yeah, it's an epidemic.
And I'm afraid that they still do not understand.
If left unchecked, it's going to probably wipe out the continent of Africa. It's
terrifying, isn't it? All those beautiful people.
And
the youngsters, the little babies, it's terrible.
You know, I remember when it was the gay plague and you only seen it in the Enquirer.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And it went to a little column in a regular newspaper, and then all of a sudden it was like,
This disease does not discriminate. It does not discriminate.
No, it
doesn't. Can be your neighbor next door. It can be a member of your family that hasn't come forward yet. It can be anyone.
Yes.
And the thing is, they must be careful. They must learn how to protect themselves. So
that's right. And Gordon was an angel on earth. He I was reading about his teaching a second language using puppetry and puppets.
Yes, it was brilliant. He did ask me. It was on the day he was dying. He said, "Mother, what about all my research?" About puppetry. And I said, I don't know, honey. I don't know. He said, do what you can. And I thought, he's asking a lot. How can I do anything?
Right.
Well, I ended up doing a second doctorate with Columbia Pacific University in California.
Yeah.
And it was a tremendous amount of work. But because I had to do it by correspondence as I was working at three jobs, you know.
Yeah.
But amazingly enough, the thesis got completed, and it's dedicated to Gordon with his picture in the front and the work that he had done not touched in the back. And I used all of his methodologies and applied them to work with small preschool Ojibwe children who did not speak English, and they worked with puppets.
Wow.
And it worked. They learned to not be afraid of learning and making mistakes in a new language.
Wow.
The puppets made the error, you see?
Yeah,
the same as he had used with Japanese businessmen. He had taught this all over the world, so he knew.
Wow.
And so when the thesis was completely published, Columbia called me and said, you know, Marlene, people are duplicating the thesis and expanding upon it with their own research.
Wow.
And they are using his methods you know, to forward additional research so we know it works.
Wow.
And so it was something very beautiful that he gave again to the world, you know?
Yes, genius.
Yes, he was brilliant.
The possibilities with it, I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it takes away the shyness, you see, as you're learning something new. You can blame the puppet.
Yes, and it's very symbolic, too, with imagery and touch and feel. And,
It's true. It expands as the additional use of it. It grows and
sure
develops.
Yeah, fascinating. Marlene, are you involved in any type of AIDS fundraising or anything in Canada?
I have done for so many years. Unfortunately, I had some health problems in the last couple of years, so I've had to hold back. I did over 100 talks on AIDS awareness to young people, and I received beautiful awards for that, but that was not the reason I do it. I have the Toastmasters Award and the Rotarian Paul Harris Fellowship, and I was selected as Business Woman of the Year and Teacher of the Year, and it goes on and on, but that's, you know, you don't do it for what you would hang on the wall. You do it...
because you love it.
Also because you pray that there might be one, as Gordon would say, each time you give a talk, Mother, there'll be at least one in that group that will listen, really listen. But, you know, it still breaks your heart because I see some of my, all the years I taught, those were my kids. And sometimes I run into what I call my kids, my students, ex-students, who are grown now and mature. But I've lost four or five of them at least in the last couple of years from AIDS down here.
Wow.
And I've done what I could to help them. But I said, didn't you listen? They teased me because I used to put these stamps all over their work, you know, play safe, play safe.
Right.
And they said, I'm sorry, Doc, I tried to play safe.
Right.
But I said, you know, we can't fix it now.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You could just get them before then.
Yes, it is. I mean, they're doing a lot with it, and compared to the early 80s.
Oh, yes. The researchers, God bless them, they're working around the clock, and they're trying so very hard.
Yes.
But in the meantime...
yes, they are.
Yes. If we could just do some prevention beforehand so they wouldn't have to go through all that, you know. Gordon also wrote many short stories, which I'm trying to get enough courage to go and look at again. They're ready for publication. It's a matter of putting them all together, and that takes a lot of work, too. So I just haven't been quite ready yet.
Right.
But perhaps they should be also published.
Right. Your link to my website, because I have a deep interest in AIDS and the damages from it, the people involved with it. So that's always going to be there, Marlene, for people to look for. And,
thank you.
And
thank
the book.
You.
And if there's anything in the future that you have going on in Canada, any groups or anything like that, let me know. We can give them some airtime.
Thank you, especially for that year ago when you gave me the encouragement I needed. I wondered if I was doing the wrong thing, touching his work.
Yeah.
I worried about all of it, that... when it's someone else's writing, you're afraid of making changes. So
true.
I just prayed each time I touched it I wouldn't hurt it, you know?
No, I'm hearing he worked through you.
I hope.
He was working through you, and he's very pleased. I'm getting goosebumps from it because he's so excited. I almost want to say that this may go into a play or a movie, but I could be wrong.
I pray, because it would. Our young people don't all read. But they would see a play. They would, they would see a movie. They would observe.
Sure.
And if we could I'm not concerned about the monetary concepts. Please understand that.
It's
the spiritual concepts. If we could get it to them.
I know.
And
I know.
A communicative method.
Yeah. And not only that, it's the era. It's the time period. It's the atmosphere and the attitude and the energy of the era.
Yeah.
The
early
80s, you know. And I haven't had a chance to read it because I had a lot of things go on, but I can feel it, and I can feel what he wanted with it, and you did exactly what he wanted. And you did a very good job of it, and I believe it's almost like he's going to push it into the hands of a playwright or a movie.
Well, that would be incredible.
And
the wonderful cover was done by a very brilliant Toronto artist, Steve Walker. And it's unusual because I met Steve, about 15 years ago. And I said, you know, if I ever find Gordon's book, that painting you did, I would wish someday it would be on a cover. And he just smiled and he said, Marlene, you know, you wouldn't have the money to pay for it. It's very expensive. But do you know, I mean, his paintings go for $7,000 a piece. This man, he's a genius.
Wow.
When he found I was doing Gordon's book... he phoned me from San Jose. He was down there painting. And he said, Marlene, You may use that picture.
Wow.
It's free. It is a gift of love.
Wow.
And I had goosebumps all over.
Wow.
What a brilliant, kind man that he would volunteer this for me.
Wow. And what was his name again?
Steve Walker.
Steve Walker. He did the picture on the cover.
Yes.
The Toronto You Are Leaving. So it's really a work of love.
Oh, it is. The whole book has been the people that have come forward and helped me. The gentleman who did the introduction to the book at the beginning and the young man who helped me put the cover all nicely together.
Yeah.
The picture of Gordon on the back as a Toronto Sunshine boy was also a gift from the Toronto Sun use.
Very good.
The whole thing is a work of love.
Yes.
And it's obvious that it is to be given to the to the world, you know?
Okay. Well, it's quite a story here, the book and the AIDS and you finishing your son's work and the role I played and now the radio show.
Isn't it? It's amazing. It's almost mythical.
Yes, it is. And you can feel it's above and beyond. It's just what, it just didn't just happen.
It's just like suddenly Elton John should sing, "Can't you feel the love tonight?"
Yes, it's true.
It just has that feeling, doesn't it?
Very true. But listen, I mean this. If there's anything I can do for you and anything with AIDS, you get a hold of me.
Bless you. Thank you.
If you're starting something or you need to get the word out there, let me know. We'll do a show.
Thank you, Michael.
And www.untroubledheart.com is
where... Yes, it's all in there. They will be mesmerized.
Okay, that's Gordon and the book's website, right?
Yes, it is.
And you can get the book there. You can purchase the book
everything,
there.
Joan was very carefully organized when she set it up.
Okay. And Marlene, I'm getting nothing but strength for you. It's almost like it's energized you. I'm getting I'm seeing a flower coming right out of a cloud, and it's just I believe it's Gordon handing you a rose.
Oh,
and
he always gave me roses for Mother's Day.
He's handing you a rose, and it's
God
just like a hand come out of nowhere, and it had a rose in it. And he knows I'm running out of time, and he's in a hurry, and he just and he said, "Here, show her this," and that's for you. He's
makes
very
sense.
Happy. You're going to get a second wind. I don't know what that means, whether it's energy or mood or what this may be, but you got a second wind or a second wave of energy coming. So
well, perhaps it'll be his short stories again published after all, even though I don't seem to have this zip right now.
Yep. You're far from slowing down, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Far from slowing down. Don't even think about it. You got a lot more to do.
All right, dear.
And the energy that you need and the ideas and the connections to do it are going to be supplied.
Oh, thank you.
And,
thank you, Michael.
This is also what I'm hearing. And
very exciting.
Just hugs and loves. There's some type of a gift coming, Marlene. I don't know if you got a birthday coming or...
No.
Or some special something or other, but you may wind up getting a gift from somebody between now and the end of July. And I don't know what's going on in the family with friends and neighbors, but there may be a birth, too, a new baby I'm seeing.
Oh, I have a new niece just was born yesterday.
Oh, good. It's being acknowledged from spirit, and they're saying they're hugging the baby and they're rocking it for me.
They're happy.
So, and also, like I said, with strength and energy, I don't know if somebody's not been feeling well.
That's right.
And there's an increase coming there and an improvement. So if there's been an illness or some issues, that's going to get better.
Good.
Let me see, anything else I can leave with you? If you got a question, Marlene, spit it out.
No, I feel comfortable now. The encouragement about health concerns for my daughter, that's very encouraging.
Very much so. Matter of fact, they were saying tell her about the illness, so I know there was. I sounded like I was fishing, but I knew there was something going on. And I'm getting I'm hearing recovery and rejuvenation with this. So there's an improvement.
Excellent.
There is an improvement.
Thank you.
Let me see. Oh. Just listening like radar. And also, there is something, there's plans, and I want to get it moving and get it going. And I will by the end of July, and there will be achievement and success attached to it.
All right.
So I feel like there's some thoughts in your head. You want to do something or get something going or make something happen. And this would be a good time between now and the end of July to start doing something with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
a powerful experience again. Thank you so much for the support and the encouragement.
Good.
And let's hope we've touched some hearts.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, yes. I'm not even nervous.
You were at first.
Yes.
At
a little shy.
I felt a little bad. I said, oh, man, I don't want her feeling this way.
I calmed down then. You have that way. You have that gift.
Thank you. I've been told that by a lot of people.
Yes.
And I'm so honored. Like, you got two doctorates, and I struggled with a GED.
Formal education isn't what matters. It's what's coming from the soul.
Very true, very true. But isn't it amazing, though, in a way?
Yeah.
I eeny, meeny, miny, mo my way through a GED.
That's okay.
And
look how far you've come, and look how many people you touch and help.
Thank you. And it's a blessing to me, because I'm really enjoying it. I mean,
it's a beautiful gift.
And the people I'm meeting and the friends I'm making.
They're
all doctors and PhDs and psychiatrists.
That's right. We all need you.
I feel... You know what I mean? And it's just they love me, and it's all
about love,
and I love them, and I'm having a good time.
It's an interdependence, isn't it?
It is.
It's lovely.
You know what? You know why it's happening? Because I love it, and I appreciate it.
That's right.
And I enjoy doing it.
Yes, that's very important.
You know, and spirit knows who is going to go the distance.
Yes.
And who to use and what to do with them. So.
That's right.
And you might not seem like the type, but you're the person.
You're spiritually led, and that's what matters.
Yeah. So thank you, Molly. I had a ball. I had a good time talking to you. I enjoyed it.
Well, God bless you, and I'll be waiting to see what exciting things are happening between now and July.
Okay, and keep me posted. And
I will, dear.
And anything I can do for AIDS.
Thank you.
Or Gordon's memory. Helping the world or the public, let me know.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless you, and thank you.
Bye.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. Wonderful lady. I hope everybody enjoyed the interview with Marlene Anderson, the author of The Toronto You Are Leaving, written by Gordon Stewart, and was basically finished and published by his mom. And Gordon passed away from AIDS. And his mom continued the dream. And Marlene, I wanted to ask you one question. What was the dream?
Pardon?
What was the dream?
The dream? Gordon's dream?
In a paragraph here, it encouraged you.
Well.
To you and your daughter to proceed with the dream, toward the dream.
Well, I guess the dream was simply... to do what Gordon wanted and to prevent AIDS if we could, you know, just to make people aware.
Okay.
To make them very aware that this does not discriminate. Anybody can have this disease, and we just have to somehow find a stop.
Okay. So even as he was dying, he was concerned about helping...
Oh, yes. That was it.
The people he was leaving
behind.
Oh,
yes.
And getting the message out.
Well, he said to me, Mom, take care of my book. You know?
Wow.
And so he helped me do it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember him just looking at me with those big blue eyes. Please, Mom, take care of my book.
Wow. I'm getting goose pimples. He's making me feel... He's crying almost. I feel like he's crying from joy.
Oh, well, he had to help us pull it through.
Yeah.
And my daughter had to take the old-fashioned floppy disks and transfer it into all this new equipment and materials and methodologies so that we could make it happen, you know.
Wow. Amazing.
So kudos to her, too.
Amazing. And he's thrilled with what you did. And here we are. It's published. And folks, if you're listening, www.untroubledheart.com, you can find The Toronto You Are Leaving. It's an amazing story. Tell your friends about it. Advertise it. Get the word out there.
The first time I walked into two bookstores and found that it was the number one bestseller, I thought I was going to pass out right there.
Wow. What a...
Yeah.
Isn't that
amazing? Why are you surprised? It's a classic.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I just stood there, and then I went home and baked cookies for them all.
Oh, I can imagine how that felt to walk in and see this book as a bestseller.
Yeah, with a great big sign over it, number one bestseller. I just stood there and I said, I won't dance. I'm just going to go home and get some homemade cookies for you.
Oh, my God. Did you do any book tours, any book signings?
No.
Or?
No, unfortunately, I had a few heart problems.
Okay.
And so I was stuck, you know?
Yeah, it does take a lot out of you, huh?
Yeah.
I can understand.
But I'm improved, and, you know, I just want to now do whatever I can to get these in people's hands.
Good. Well, maybe you can get like a publicist on it or something like this, or put it in the hands of some producers, maybe movie producers.
That I think that would be incredible.
or playwrights. Or
yes, that would be
nature.
The answer to get it so that the young people would listen to and the people who have gone through that era, you know.
Yeah. And if anybody's listening and they would like to talk about this with Marlene, her email is Marlene. Anderson at?
Yes, marlene.anderson@simpatico.ca.
Yep, and you can contact Marlene there, and if you got an idea or you'd like to know more about the story, give her an email. She's waiting to hear from you.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
God take care of you.
Okay, God bless
bye-bye.
You. I'll let you go, and
all right.
Stay in touch.
I will.
Okay, Marlene. Take
bye-bye.
Care. Thank you. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, you know the number. What is the number? I got the number. Wait a minute, I know the number. USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada 1-888-815-9756. Give me a ring. Please, I like to talk, I like to read. Give me a ring, call me now. If you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. I am available in private. Email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. We can arrange a private appointment. And let's see, what else we got going on here? Add me to MySpace. Add me to your Pal Talk friends list. Add me to your Yahoo friends list. Your Yahoo Messenger friends list. And you will stay and join my mailing list. I got a mailing list at my website, and I got a Yahoo group. Join both. If one don't work, the other one does, and you'll hear about when I'm doing a show. And I am going to be starting the Pal Talk shows. Things are slowing down a little bit. I had some big changes in my life and was working on several things at a time. So, and things are getting calmer and making more sense. So I will have more free time, and it's coming up soon. So stay in touch. You can come into Pal Talk, into the chat room, hang out, get a free reading. I hang out with other readers. I know a lot of other readers, and they're good readers. And you can get your free psychic readings there, too, in the chat room. Tell your friends about BBS Radio. Check the demographics. It's getting so big, it's off the hook. We're taking on the universe. It's the biggest. It's the best internet. Talk radio in the universe. Check the figures. Go to demographics. Look it up. Bookmark bbsradio.com. Actually, you can load it up, turn it on, put it in your toolbar, and let it play all day long, 24/7. Unique, original programming. Never before heard music. Undiscovered superstars of all kinds. Check the shows. Over 80 talk shows. Amazing subjects. Dozens of readers. If you play your cards right, you can get a reading every day. Numerologists, astrologers, herbologists, psychics, mediums, channelers, holistic counselors of all kinds. Stop and check the shows out. Go to archives and go picking through the shows and get to know the host and what they have to say and what they're saying. Enjoy BBS Radio. Enjoy. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I try to do as many readings as I can as the calls come in. If you don't call, I just keep on talking. And I'll do as many readings as I can as they come in. All free, every Sunday, 2 hours. I am starting with a guest. I'm going into guest interviews, and most of them will be either another reader for an hour with me, tag team in my callers, or a author or product for a half hour, and then I jump back into reading. So either way, everybody's happy and it all works, and there will be fascinating subjects. I got a show coming up on organ donation. I got a show coming up on ghost hunting. I got a show coming up on kidney disease, and I have a show coming up on being a co-host. Don, I'm getting PM and emails that they can't get through, and I'm not getting no calls, so double-check your phone lines, buddy. I'm getting some angry... They're sending me smile with fists, shaking their fist at me. I love computers. Isn't it wonderful? It's the Matrix. You can live in here. Hi, caller. Caller? Okay, everybody, if you're listening, we're on standby due to a technical difficulty. And we're working on it. We're straightening it out.
What? It's the way you said please.
Hello?
It's the way you said please.
Who is this?
Who do you think this is?
Jules?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
You're feisty. You're feisty. You get through one way or another, don't you?
Of course I do.
That's good.
You got the magic finger.
That's good. And you know what? I'm going to start listening because I used to go away and not pay attention, but it comes in handy checking the mail and the offlines during the show. Yeah. But Jules, welcome.
Thank you.
And my condolences on the loss of your dad.
Thank you.
I don't know if I should bring that on air, but Jules is a good friend of mine, and she just recently lost her dad, so I'm consoling you. Big hugs to you.
Thank you, Mike.
And you're home, obviously, you're for a while, right?
Yeah, I'm home.
Yeah.
Actually, I have Mike with me, so me and Mike just got back from doing some shopping for my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike is with you?
Yep. He's watching the thing.
So he's here in May?
No, he's too busy involved with the television right now.
Typical man.
He can't hear you if I turn you down. I had to turn the volume off on the computer.
Typical man.
Yeah.
What is it, a ball game or race cars?
No, the thing.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah, the original.
Oh, that's still a man thing.
Yeah.
And here we girls are talking and chatting and gossiping.
Yep.
He didn't want to hear it.
No.
All right. Anyway, let's jump into your reading.
Okay.
And I'll see what I can do for you. How you holding up, all right?
I'm okay. I'm just tired. You know, I haven't stopped.
I'm feeling that. I know. It takes its toll on you.
Yeah.
I don't really like reading people like right after they lost somebody or they went through a dramatic type thing because I feel it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but in your case, you're handling it well, and I'm validating you. I'm feeling tired, so basically that's what you need, some rest and to get off your feet, and you'll be okay. So, but now I'm hearing, I'm feeling very magical too with you for some reason. I feel like I'm going to get my wish or I got a request or something's going to come through that I've been hoping or praying or wishing for. And I don't know if this makes sense to you, Jules, or not, but I believe it'll come from Mike. I feel very relationship with this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's been, whether there was a disturbance or an upset recently with you and him.
Mm-hmm.
Or some type of thing going on there where there might have been a little unstable energy or tension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to clear my throat. And I'm feeling that that's going to turn around. So, what I'm hearing is that the relationship that that I'm in now, and it's going to improve. I need to hear this. It's going to improve or get lighter or get more interesting, or is there going to be a lot of fun involved?
Mm-hmm.
And almost like he's going to see things my way, or like I wanted something and I was hoping for something, and he's going to come around to my way of thinking.
Okay.
So, and I am getting the passing. It was like here and gone. It was sudden, but not sudden. It was just, it was like your dad just decided to leave, It was just like, said, that's it, I'm out of here, and he went, it was just.
Yeah.
And he's happy. Was he from another country?
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's overseas now. He went back home. And I'm hearing him saying this. I'm back home now, and he's pointing overseas, like the homeland or something like this. So,
okay.
I don't know what it means. I'm just relaying it. So
yeah, he was born in Italy.
Oh, okay. Well, he's back home and he's having a ball. He's happy. Don't worry about me. I'm back home. I'm back home and he's happy. Be alert and on guard for some jealousies. Continue to be around you. This may be at work,
mm-hmm.
and in business and with money and maybe even family, whatever family there is. So kind of keep your feelers out until the end of July.
Okay.
Maybe somebody's sticking their nose in where it don't belong, or something arising on the work front and causing a little issue. And as long as you're prepared for it and you see it developing, you'll do okay with it. It won't affect you that much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But do be alert and open and ready to identify it developing.
Okay.
I want to downplay everything that becomes unstable, whether it's a conversation or an action.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the time to misinterpret or take something the wrong way, especially between you and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Be very cautious of that. Even if it irritates you and you want to say something, just let it go in one ear and out the other.
Okay.
Very important for you to hear this, because if you don't, it's going to turn into a long, drawn-out drama. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep this in mind, and I'm pretty sure you're going to encounter it soon, or somewhere between, how I read.
Mm-hmm.
And at least for the next 30 days, even, don't misinterpret or take something the wrong way, or be thin-skinned, be thick-skinned for the next 30 days, because you might tend to lash out or respond, and it'll backfire. It'll just make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So always downplay and don't feed into is what I'm hearing, okay?
Okay.
Don't feed into anything. Especially at work and if there's jealousies around. Don't, as long as you see it and identify it, you're okay.
Okay.
Don't feed into it. All right, you don't need it. Number one, you don't need it. Number two, it ain't going to go nowhere, but except maybe get worse. So.
Okay.
That's about it, Jules. I believe I can leave you with that, unless you got a question or you're wondering about something, or.
Yeah, it's which direction am I going in? Am I staying at Hard Rock? Am I gonna,
You would do that to me. You would do that to me.
It's just it's I don't know, it's the building and it's everything else, and right now I got a dollar sign hanging over my head on which direction. What should I do? Should I stay where I'm happy and?
I know, and you want me to answer that?
Yes, I do. I don't
know
that, Tommy.
Oh, come on. You know how scary that is.
Yeah.
see. Wow. It's very complicated, and it's going to come in stages. I don't think the answer is there yet, I'm hearing. And I'm feeling that what is true today will not be true tomorrow. I'm dealing with this type of thing here. So I believe you need to, you're probably going to have to get through the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
How fast you got to come up with answers and decisions?
Oh, I don't. I mean, the offer from Alan is there. You know, especially
okay.
if he's offering me what he offered Angelo.
Okay.
And if that's six figures.
Okay.
And Jason says I'd be an idiot not to take it. And
yeah. Well, what I'm hearing and feeling is I'm leaning towards you. Why do I feel like I'm buying a house or staying where I am? Is that one of the options, staying where you are?
Yeah.
Okay. For now, for some reason, there's going to be something on the table that will lead me to staying where I am and putting my roots there. But this could change. Keep this
mm-hmm.
in mind.
Okay.
Because you're dealing with some big money and you're dealing with changes, and so...
Well, like I told Jason, it's either shit or get off the pot. You know,
yep.
either change my position
yep.
and
yep.
let me make more money.
Yep. And remember, you're a smart girl, so you don't make decisions on the advice of a psychic, but you can just listen to it. But anyway, I'm feeling you basically staying where you are, or this package on the table, or one of the options, staying where you are, and making a stance where you are and doing something close to it, which would be the other offer.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have your life right there. You would have your home and you would have your career 5 minutes away. And it's almost like it's an option, and I'm really thinking about doing it. And it would be successful. It would be, I'm showing roots being grown, a stance, a very strong stance, and a housewarming, a very cozy, comfortable, happy feeling to the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning towards you basically probably taking the offer and staying in the building that you're in and making your stance there.
Yeah.
And building something out of that. Now, I'm willing to bet it goes that way, but they want it up in the air. They keep pushing this up in the air because there's some variables coming. You know, and some whenever you're dealing with transferring and legal issues and this and that, there's changes that can take place.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm feeling you wanting to take the offer and stay where you are too.
Oh yeah.
It's you're leaning in that direction, and you're wondering if it's a wise decision, a wise choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do feel you going that way. You know,
well,
and,
like Jason said, I have to do what's best for me.
Yeah.
And he loves me to death, and he would miss me very much, but I have to do what I have to do.
Oh yes, I mean, it's like giving up a hit TV show. I mean, I wouldn't. Jesus, just the thought of it is,
mm-hmm.
I know what you're going through. What a decision you have to make.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm feeling is they give me a very strong feeling with. The transferring of this property and this house into your name and into your energy,
mm-hmm.
and you like it, and you're growing roots, and you're deciding I'm going to keep this, and this is where I'm going to stay, and it goes hand in hand with the offer that you have. So it's gonna lean heavily into decision making of you already having this place. But I get the feeling like I'm buying a house, or I'm in charge, or it's my baby, or it's in my lap, and it's being transferred over to me. So
that's what's going to happen because she's changing the will.
That's exactly what I'm going to be dealing with, and that's what I'm being shown. Everything is being transferred from one thing to me, and I am taking ownership and control, and it's my baby. And I like it, and it's working well, and I might as well go ahead and take that offer because it's only at the end of the block.
It is.
And it's three times what I'm getting. So it's like, and this is weighing heavily in your decision making.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Where's my aunt in all this?
Your aunt?
Yeah.
The one that passed or the one that's alive?
The one that passed. the one with the pearls and the...
Was it your father's sister?
No. My father's
mother?
Sister hasn't even made the phone call to find out, A, how he's doing, or B, you know, to find out that he passed away 4 days ago.
Wow. Why do I feel relatives popping in all of a sudden?
Because that would be her. She'd be... Well, she won't pop in. She'd call.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I had her address. I put the mask card in the mail with his name on it, and
yeah.
He passed away and ended that way.
Yeah, I'm getting some kind of contact. I can feel some contact coming from outside parties.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a few surprises coming also,
okay.
I'm hearing. Either phone or mail or, you know what I mean?
Right.
And work with Mom. It's very important that you and Mom get together and network and then dot your I's and cross your T's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling this, that there's a need for a team here. And that you got to do it by the numbers, and you can't sit down on it and let it lay around. You got to get busy with it, too.
Okay.
So, all right?
All right, Mike.
All right, Jules. Good luck and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Go in by your man and shut the TV off.
I'm trying to clean up after him.
Shut the TV off and jump in his lap.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
All right, thank you,
have
Mike.
To take care of yourself.
You
all right, thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right, everybody. It looks like it's over with for another week. I think I should have a show every day, maybe. Nah, Don would get sick of me. I would drive Don nuts. Anyway, I'll see you next Sunday with an awesome show. I'm not sure what we're running. I think it's my co-host to run. We're going to goof around a little bit if she's available. And if not, it'll just be me doing readings. So I'll see you next week. www.michaelgoger.com. Give me an email, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. Take care, everybody. Thank you and blessings.